Okay, so we're continuing in the sugya of Asalish Namishlora. So we're going to take the Balamor's approach first. All right? Go ahead. Got it? So the Balamor is trying to resolve this problem over here. Now, there's the question we were stuck with, we were dealing with yesterday. What's the idea of the shita of Asur Lishtamesh La'ora? And how is that different than the next Gemara that says Asur L'Hartzos Mo'os? So he has an interesting idea. He wants to say that what's the machlokas over there on Chaf Aleph? That's a question about the definition of the Ner. It's a question about the identity of the has to do with the identity of the Ner. Not like Rashi, it has to do with the Roa, but it has to do with the very concept of the Ner. And he holds that the ones over there, we say it's Asur L'Hashtamesh La'ora, hold that the Ner Chanukah is really, what we're madlik is a zecher to the Ner of the, to the menorah. And because the Nes was with the menorah. So our mitzvah is to create a zecher to the menorah. So in the zecher to the menorah, we have to treat it with like the properties of the menorah. Otherwise it lack in its in a zecher. So therefore we refrain from using it for anything. We treat it as if it were the menorah shebemikdash shebehechal. And the menorah in the hechal is also l'shtamish l'kolikar. There's no tashrish that's mutter at all from that. There's no tashrish, but even what? Even a tashrish de mitzvah. Even a tashrish of kedusha. Yeah. I mean, the Gemara says that the menorah was not there really for its light. God doesn't need the light over there. That's not the purpose of the menorah. The menorah is the... It has a certain idea of the aid of Eidus, but that's the way he's learning. He's learning. It's interesting. It's a svara. It's very speculative. There's no indication in the Gemara what that has to do with that, what that Isser has to do with. But he learns. He holds what. He sees this from where? From the fact that you can't even use it for the Suda Shabbos. What's that? Where does he see that? You can't use it to read a Sefer. Where does he see that? Where? Also, because the case that we're dealing with on Shabbos, on Chaf Aleph, right, is where the person is using the Ner, he's lighting the Chanukah candles on Shabbos, right? And apparently he's learning that, and what? And we're not worried, Shema Yata, correct? We're not worried that you're going to adjust the flame at all, right? Because it's Asur L'Hashtamesh, correct? But if you could use it for the Suda Shabbos, or for Kriyas Sefer, for learning, then you would have that same problem. So you see, right, when it says over there, it's Asur L'Hashtamesh L'Ora, it means for any reason, even for the Suda Shabbos, you can't use it. All right, and but this is the key. He doesn't see a svara for why you shouldn't be able to use it for mitzvah, unless it has the status of actual hektish, and that then therefore he holds that that's really the first machlokas, when they were misaking the chefts of Ner Chanukah as a zecher to the nes in the mikdash, were they misaking with it that we have to treat it as the Nair in the Mikdash? Treat it with the same, in the same way that we would be mishtamed, treat it the same way we would treat the Nair in the menorah in the Mikdash. So it's not really an Isser of Tashmish, similar to Rashi. It's not really an Isser of Tashmish per se. It doesn't really have a Kedusha, but it's part of the, it's part of the definition of the Nair. It's part of how we treat it in a way to reflect what it's for, to reflect the purpose of our lighting it. So if we would light it and be mishtamish with it, right, that would undermine the zecher of menorah. He's not concerned with the roeh over here. He goes, it's just part of the nature of the Nair. It's part of the identity of the Nair. I mean, so in terms of the machlokas, there are two ways you can go over here, right? You can say, they all agree it's zeicher l'menorah, but it's a question of, does zeicher l'menorah require you to treat it that way, to treat it a certain way? Or you could say that he disagrees with that concept. But if he disagrees with the concept, well, I mean, it seems like everybody agrees the menorah, we like the, okay, people who are medactic don't call it a menorah. But, yeah, it's not really a menorah. It's not a menorah. But still, it definitely is a zecher to the, to the event of the menorah. The nes, that's what it is, right? No, so the other side is saying, no, it's a piercing of the nes. No, so we're not recreating the menorah here. We're just taking a certain element of the nes ayyidei ha'or. So the mitzvah is to do a maisa of hadlaka to reflect the nes, not really reflect the menorah. It's not the menorah per se. It's true the nace was with the menorah, but the nace is that the shemen burned for the extended time. So all you need is a nair. Truth is, I mean, it does seem like the side that says menorah is going a little too far. Demands a certain treatment. Right, and it's more than a hecker. It's the object demands a certain treatment. That's part of the whole maisa of the mitzvah is to create a zecher to the menorah. So, now with the side that we're saying with the hecker, so you can say it's a question of you have to produce a nair shel pirsum. That's all you need. It's a nair that's mefarsing. I'm farsing the nes. So you could say it's a question, how do I define this as an air show piercing? Do I need it to be specifically an extra nair, or can my kavana that this is what it's for do it? That's the question. But this one is even more. It's not saying it has to be an extra nair. It's saying that it has to actually be dolek with a certain quality of menorah. So the whole time, it demands a certain treatment. Not a matter of just being a nicker. That's what it knows. If you say nicker, so you could say, look, it's a near shell piercing. Of course, I made it as a near shell piercing. But it should be clear to everybody that that's the intent of what this nair is. You know what I mean? Does that have to be clear to everybody? Is the roa, a part of the kvias of the nair shel piercing. But here he's saying it's even more. It's not a question of a roa. It's a question of the actual shame in the nair. Has to be a zech. It has to be kemo a menorah. So if I'm mishtamish with it, then it's not like the menorah at all. It's not just a question of a hecker. Question of what it is. What does hecker mean? You understand the difference? Hecker means that, what does nicker means to say that my kavana, I make it a nair of of Gerson. Right? But nobody, but maybe people won't notice it. Right? So it's like I'm not going to, it's not going to be an effective Ner Shel Pirsum. It's a Ner Shel Pirsum. That's my kavana, that's how I'm making it, that's what I'm designating it, that's what I'm defining it as. But you'll say, okay, but it should be not just to you that you know it's a Ner Shel Pirsum, but it should be obvious to everybody it's a Ner Shel Pirsum. Okay? But that means to say that that the being nicker is like part of how it's functioning. You understand? But if you say like this idea, it's an intrinsic thing. That it's not, it has to be burning, it has to be existing like the menorah. It's just not the thing itself. It's not existing like the menorah if you're mishtabish with it. You have to treat it like the menorah. Because you have to bring into existence like a replica, something that replicates the menorah. How do you replicate the menorah? Well, one of the things is any use is completely forbidden. But if I would use it, and what I'm trying to say is like this, if you say an idea of nicker, so you'll say, okay, it's a Ner Shel Pirsum, but it's not so easy to discern that it's a Ner Shel Pirsum, fine. But if you say zecher, if you say it has to be like the menorah, then you say, well, if you use it, then it's definitively not like the menorah. Huh? All right, let's go over there. Okay, so that's how he's learning the side of Asur Lishtamish Laora. So now what's Hartzos Mos?
Lamad Amar.
Right. So that's his Chiddush. Now he says there's no, there are different cases. If you'll say Asur Lishtamish Laora, that means that the Ner has an idea, that's an idea of Zechel and Neros V'Shemen Shel Heichel, and then any Tashrish is Asur, even a Tashrish Mitzvah. But if you say Asur Lahartzos Mos, he's Dafka taking a Tashrish Oshos. Right, so that shita does not agree. That shita holds what? That shita really holds the Ner is not like the menorah Nechel. But he has a different reason why you can't be mishtamish. You can't be mishtamish with a tasha shochol. Why? Ukidka pirish time mishum bizei mitzvah. Right. Of a tashrish mitzvah, a tashrish kedusha, mutl shtamish laora. So that's the chiddush. That if you're going to learn aser lehartzos moos, that means that the ner is just a regular chefta shel mitzvah. The tashrish is not really in terms of the iser tashrish is not in terms of its definition. Right? It's not in terms of undermining its whole. It's not in terms of. Part of the mitzvah itself. Asur Lishtamish, the first way, that's part of the mitzvah itself. You have to be koveya, the mitzvah. You have to be koveya, the ner, keneged the heichel. Like the ner shel heichel. So part of making a ner, that's like the ner shel heichel, is that you're not mishtamish with it. But if you're going to learn the second way, but if you're going to learn Asur Lahartzos Mos, so it's a regular ner shel pirsum. Right? Whether you use it or not, it's still a ner shel pirsum. You're not soser anything. But there's a din, now it's just a regular chefta shel mitzvah. And by a regular chefta shel mitzvah, this is an iser bizei mitzvah. So if you use it for a tashrish of chol, that's a bizei mitzvah. But if you use it for a tashrish of kedusha, it wouldn't be a bizei mitzvah. Go ahead.
A serach kedusha.
Right, so when Shmuel says, v'chi ner kedusha yesh bo, so he holds there's no kedusha at all. Serach kedusha means like any, there's no attachment to kedusha, there's nothing. There's no idea of Kedusha at all. There's not one iota of Kedusha. Go ahead. And he doesn't hold there's any Isser Hana. Right? Like if it was the Ner Sheb, like a menorah. Okay, so now the question though is, so what's the machlokas between Shmuel and Ravasi, right? Or Rav Yosef. Now, as they both agree, there's no Kedusha in the Ner. Because if there was Kedusha in the Ner, then you couldn't use it for anything. Right? He's only saying you can't use it for Chol. So is Shmuel disagreeing with the idea of Biza Mitzvah? It's true, Shmuel says there's no Kedusha. But does he disagree with Biza Mitzvah? So he says no. Shmuel holds there's no Biza Mitzvah Kai Gavna. In this way, there's no Biza Mitzvah. So they're really arguing on comparing this to the case of Dam. Now, as everybody agrees to Biza Mitzvah. And the main case of Biza Mitzvah is the Dam, Kisoy Beregel. But that's the Machlokas. Shmuel says, Rav Yosef says, just like you can't cover the dam with your foot, you can't read, you can't count money by the neros. And Shmuel says, no, it's true you can't cover the dam with your foot, but what would be the equivalent case to the ner? Not reading by the light, but rather, you have to engage the goof of the ner. Just like you cover the dam with your foot. But what's the goof of the nair? The or is not the goof of the nair. The or is not the goof of the nair. What would be the goof of the nair? So he says, like Shmuel says later, you can't light a stick from the nair Hanukkah, even if you're going to light another nair Hanukkah. Because that's the goof of the nair. That's the goof of the nair. Just like you can't weigh money of kudsh of hektish against the money of chol. That's the goof of the coin. So it comes out, according to the Baal HaMor, that what? That there's no isser l'shtamesh l'ora according to the Shita. There's no isser l'shtamesh. That sugya is a question of the Kedusha, of treating the Nair as like a Davarship be Kedusha, meaning to say there's a zecher of the menorah itself in the Chefta Shel Nair. That we don't hold like. And now they're arguing on a separate question, a more generic question of Biza Mitzvah. When you say this in the Nisr of Biza Mitzvah, and we learn it from the case of kicking the dirt onto the dam, would that be comparable to reading or counting money by the light of the Nair? Rav Yosef says it's the same thing. And Shmuel says, no, the only time it would be Biza Mitzvah is if you took something and lit it from the Nair. But just to use the light, that would not be Biza Mitzvah. The only reason that would be usher is if you hold Kedusha. There's no Kedusha. So that's what we have to try to define, really. According to the Baal HaMor, that's really what the Machlokas comes down to over here. How do you define Biza Mitzvah? Is it by a ner, at least? How do you define Biza Mitzvah by a ner? Is it dafka if you engage the... Or engage the chefts of the nair itself, the chefts of the nair itself, or even the or. They're arguing what is comparable to the case of dam, right? But Shmuel agrees, Biza Mitzvah. He agrees that you can't take a kisem and light it from the nair, or he agrees that you can't take mo'os of Ma'aser Sheni and use them as a counterbalance in the scale. Okay? So what's the machlokas, though? Can we figure that out? By the... I mean, it seems the whole case... The cases just seem very different, right? I mean, the case of kisui is in the maisa ha-mitzvah. Is you're doing the mitzvah in a bad way. You're doing the mitzvah in a disrespectful way. Like something you just want to discharge and get rid of. Like the Gemara says, shouldn't daven like it's a burden. You know what I mean? Shouldn't do a mitzvah, ain't no mitzvah, so the Gemara say, ain't mavir and all the mitzvahs. There's a lot of things about how you do a mitzvah. You don't pass one mitzvah, you don't ain't no mitzvahs, chavilos, you shouldn't do mitzvahs like in a bundle, like all those things have to do with, the attitude of getting over with, getting it done with. So Biza Mitzvah over there seems like something like that. With the regel is it's a method of something that's distasteful to you to do. But what does it do with? I mean, I guess we really have to think about in both of them. Where are we going from the case of the Kisui Adam to the Nair at all, right? I mean, also what's hard is Shmuel's chilek is difficult. I mean, So what are you going to say? You're going to say like this. You'll say, okay, from Kisei Adam, we see in doing the mitzvah. But we also hold not only in the way you do the mitzvah, there's an idea of bizui, but there's also an idea of bizui in how you treat the object of mitzvah. Right? Okay, but I mean, a nair is basically for light, so that's basically what it is. So if I were to ask you, how do you use the light, use the nair? You use the nair by reading. I mean, what's Shmuel's insistence on dafka, the going into lighting from it? I mean, for practically speaking, when someone says you're using a nair, is he going to tell me Bezos is using it? You shouldn't use it for your own purpose. So it seems like it's splitting hairs to say you're not using the goof of the nair. I mean, what do you mean you're not using the goof of the nair? I mean, that's how you use a nair. Nair is there, throws light. That's what it is. Okay, I hear you saying it's a good approach. No, so Aaron is saying that Shmuel is in other words, you have to differentiate between like a halachic maisa of bizui mitzvah versus maybe just a philosophical attitude or a philosophical idea of bizui mitzvah. It's true, it might be true that if a person reads by the nair, he's not really embracing the idea of the nair shel mitzvah being a chashuv thing. But is he really over an iser maisa of bizui? Right? Is he really over an iser maisa of bizui? I mean, if a guy walked by a nair and gave it a dirty look, would he be over an iser of bizui mitzvah? Is he a tzaddik? No. Is he on a high level? No, maybe not. But Shmuel is looking for a halachic maisa of bizui. Right? That's your approach. I have to work it out, though. But what's the difference? Let's just think it over a little. What's the difference between lighting something from the nair itself versus sitting and reading or using the light? In the spectrum of bizui, what would can we differentiate those actions? Qualify them. I mean, intuitively, would you say one is worse? Okay, it's true, two things might be bizui, but would you say one thing is worse? Or yeah. Let me just tell you a way I'm thinking about it. Just to me, it's the only way that it's the way it makes sense to me. In this framework, I can only give you an analogy right now. Let's say somebody is an important person, right? Aaron, important guy, right? And would you say there's a difference? You see, right? Would you say there's a difference between one person goes up to the important person and orders him around? Let's say you have a chashuv person comes to your house. And one person says, get me something. And the other person simply fails to stand in his presence. Okay? So what's the difference? What's the difference? There's a big difference, right? One is definitively a maisa of bizui. Right? It's definitively engaging the person in a degrading way. Okay? Because a person who's chashuv is someone that you should serve. And you're being hofi, you're overturning that whole concept. Okay? You're making him into someone who serves you. So, but the point is, it's a maisa bizui to the gavra. Okay? Hold on. But if I don't stand up for him, is that a maisa bizui to the gavra? No, I would say that I didn't conduct myself in the proper way that would reflect his proper kavod. In other words, there's two things. One thing is the cheft, the person himself, how he should be treated. The other thing is how I should behave because of him. How should I behave as an effect of his presence? You understand? If I fail to get up, it's an implication. The implication is, since I didn't get up, I don't consider him important. But it's in the Maisa, it's in the Gavra, it's in me. You'll say that if he were Chashiv, I would have gotten up. So Mistavra, that I didn't get up, I don't consider him Chashiv, right? But that's a deduction. It's a deduction from my behavior. As opposed to if I slap him in the face, that's a direct Maisa Bizoy. Right? It's a direct Maisa of Bizoy. There's a difference.
Not appreciation of it?
So maybe that's the question with Shmuel and Rav Yosef. Yeah, similar to that, but more in halachic terms, what would you say, Aaron? Is Bizoy Mitzvah a din in the Cheftza of the Mitzvah? In the Cheftza? And then it would mean that it is an Isser to take the Cheftza and do a Maisa Bizoy to the Cheftza. It's an Isser to lower the status of the Cheftza. But you have to engage the Cheftza. It's an Isser to the Cheftza. Okay? You can't do a Maisa of degradation. It's a question of the scope of Bizoy Mitzvah. Is Bizoy Mitzvah limited to a Maisa, halachically, a Maisa of that's definitively Bizoy? That's engaging the Cheftza and redefining it, right? And engaging it as a part of your own personal as your own personal chefza, but that would be limited to the guf hadavar. Or is bizei mitzvah in the maisa of the gavra himself? You understand that the kavod of that the mitzvah demands a certain derech kavod of the gavra in recognition of the importance of the mitzvah. Just like if a person who was important walked into the room, I would stand up in recognition of that reality. There are certain activities of the gavra that have to be, there's certain activities of the gavra in recognition of the importance of the mitzvah. But it's in the gavra, it's not in the chefza. In other words, if a person would read by the light, that's a maisa that he's doing. That maisa implies that he doesn't regard the importance of the mitzvah, he doesn't regard the mitzvah as an important purpose in its own right. He doesn't regard the mitzvah, the shining of the light for the piercing of anes, he doesn't regard that chefza as something that is separated and important and above his the realm of the ordinary. He's regarding it as something ordinary. The fact that he uses it for his ordinary tashmish means that it implies in his action that he's regarding it as an ordinary object, because he's using it in the way he would use an ordinary object in terms of the gavra. But he hasn't done anything to the cheftza itself. He hasn't actually done a maisa of bizoy. He's just acting in a way that's not commensurate he's not acting. I would say there's a difference between acting in a way that lacks a kavod and acting in a way that is definitively bizoy. Shmuel holds that all you see from the shofach v'kisa is that you can't go into the cheftz of the mitzvah, into the actual structure of the mitzvah, the entity of the mitzvah, and do a maisa of degradation to that. But does it mean that when the gavra walks around and sees the cheftz of mitzvah, he has to, if he doesn't act in a certain way, that's a bizoy only in the maisa of the gavra? But Rav Asi holds, no. The mitzvah, Vishach Kisa, is talking about a maisa mitzvah. So it means all of your maisa, all of your actions, all of the way that you would do, the way you there's a certain way to treat the Cheftashal mitzvah. So maybe that's the question. Is Bizei mitzvah dafka an isser to the Cheftashal mitzvah? Or is it an isser with the Cheftashal mitzvah? There's a difference. To the Cheftashal mitzvah, you have to actually do a maisa to it. You can't do a maisa of degradation to the Chefta, but I have to engage the Chefta. I have to engage it. It'd be like slapping the guy's face. As opposed to Rav Asi, who held there's an isser of Bizei mitzvah just in things you do, not to the Chefta, but even with the Chefta. Meaning to say the Gavra has to act in a certain way that indicates his relationship to mitzvah. He has to act in a certain way that indicates, demands a certain whole derech kavod with the Cheftashal mitzvah. So if he fails in that derech kavod, that's also a bizui. It would be like if a person simply didn't rise for somebody important who came into the room. You understand? But I'm trying to say it's in terms of the Cheftza versus the Gavra. If it's the Cheftza, you can't say you did a maisa to the Cheftza unless you engage the Cheftza. Right? But if he holds an isser in the Gavra, then any maisa of the Gavra that doesn't include the recognition of the chashivas of the mitzvah is a lack of kavod. So I mean, philosophically, they're both. Of course, everybody would agree it's a bizui. Everybody's agreeing that there is an element of bizui even to the hartzos most. But the question is, halachically, how is it defined? In other words, we're just trying to clarify a little bit. In other words, the mitzvah. He's saying, what's the cheftashal? The cheftashal mitzvah is the ner, right? The flame, the oil, the wick, that's the ner. That's the Cheftashal mitzvah, correct? The light is an effect of the Cheftashal mitzvah, correct? Okay. So we're saying that if a person, according to Shmuel, the has to be definitively a maisa of bizei. So where is definitively a maisa of bizei? That in the very shame of mitzvah, you're using it for your own purpose. Right, you're subjugating the cheftza itself to your own use, right? But you can only say you're really engaging. You can only say that you're taking the shame of the identity of the mitzvah, and be in terms of a maisa bizui if you're engaging the ner itself. Because. But if it's just if the nair is burning, I'm not engaging the nair at all. So now you're saying, oh, but you're benefiting from the light of the nair, but that's not a bizui to the cheftz of the nair itself. That's just saying if you really considered the cheftz of mitzvah so special, you wouldn't even do an action to it that equates it to anything else. That's a different kind of a thing. That's a different kind of a That's an implication. That's an implication. It's not a maisa of subjugating the cheftza to my own use. If the nair is burning and I take the flame, the flame itself is the cheftza. And to light my own fire from it is actually taking the cheftashal mitzvah itself for me. For my own use, if I'm using the order that throws off, all you can say is, I'm not engaging the cheftza at all. The cheftza is there; it's not being affected, it's not being touched. There's nothing happening to it. The other thing is, you could say, yeah, but that's not a kavodik way to treat something that's very. If you had something that really was to you was so chashiv, you wouldn't treat it in any. You wouldn't bring it into the realm of the mundane at all. So it's a different kind of a thing. It's in the Gavra. It's expressed in the way the Gavra is relating to it. The other one is he's biyadayim, engaging it and subjugating it to himself. That's a lowering of the cheftza. That's like a guy orders the guest around. It's a lowering of the cheftza. It's putting the cheftza into the realm of the of his jurisdiction, as opposed to the cheftza, the mitzvah. But if he's reading by it, he's using it to count money, he's not doing anything to the cheftza. He's just saying, but his behavior exhibits a certain equation of the cheftza to the mundane. But that's in the gavra, not in the cheftza.
Why can't you say the same thing?
Now, the one is in the Maisa. There was in one Maisa, the Maisa is actually done with the Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. It's like if I order somebody around, so it's actually done with him. The action is really with the Cheftza. And the purpose is my own. So I'm really subjugating the whole entity to myself. The other one is not that way. The other one is the Cheftza is established. It's a Ner Shel Mitzvah. I'm not taking it. I'm not subjugating it as an entity in any way. But just like the person, if I don't stand up for the person, I'm not making him my slave if I don't stand up for the guy. But you'll say, but in the Gavra, there's a the way that you're acting equates him to a regular person. The way that I'm acting equates this Ner to a regular thing. But it's not. You can't say there's anything in the. There's no maisa of bizoy per se in the cheftza. It's just you're saying that the gavra is not reflecting the reality of what the ner should of the ner. He's not in line with a certain idea of the chashivas of mitzvah. So that's the question. How far does bizoy mitzvah go? Is it dafka a maisa bizoy, or is it even in the gavra's behavior? It has to reflect the covered. No, that's really the question. Is it a negative or a positive? Is it an isser of bizoy, or is it a chi of chavivas a mitzvah? And you can't have any reflection of the mitzvah being the chefsho mitzvah being an ordinary object. But then the last piece is, he says, a Rava is a totally separate thing, right? So how's he hold we paskin? He holds we paskin, now. Maskana d'shmaita d'chayshina b'nei chanaka lebizim mitzvah. So we don't hold iser tashmish. We don't hold like asur l'shtamish l'ora. But we do hold like Rav Asi and Rav Yosef that there's an iser of bizim mitzvah. So then you could use it for, so he holds you could use the ner chanaka for davar shei kedusha. You could be mishtamish with it, For Shabbos meal, right? But you still need to be koveya another ner lechol tashmishav like Rava, right? Because it says Rava really holds even if you hold this mutlish tashmish lora, right? Any tashmish like Shmuel, he's saying even Shmuel would agree with Rava, right? That's his last point. For the roa, shelo ye a roa omer letzarko hu de adlaka. So he's saying Rava comes in to define the maisa hadlaka that you need, so that the roa, you need the ner. It needs to be a ner acheres, right? That's definitively it has to be a ner acher, in order to be considered a ner shel piersim. It's not just from your kavana; it has to be a ner acher, but. That has nothing to do with the question of whether it's mutter or asur l'shtamish. That's a separate question. That's a separate question of whether you hold as a ner like the menorah or whether you hold as a bizei mitzvah. But it has nothing to do with each other. Rava's din is in terms of the cheftza. So as long as you have a ner acher, you need a ner acheres for the roeh to be koveyed as a ner chanukah. But is there a bizei mitzvah to read by the ner chanukah? That's a machlokas, not necessarily. Right? And he works it all out. So then it comes out, according to him, the three sugyas, two out of three go together. Right? In other words, you can't hold mutlish tam, you can't hold asul, if you hold asul ishtamish la'orah chaf aleph, then you don't have, then you don't have the asul hartzos mos, because that's more. Asul hartzos mos is only according to the side that holds mutlish tamish la'orah. But everybody agrees you need an Ner Acher. You need another Ner to define the Chafetz. Okay? That's his whole picture. So take a look at the Rashba tomorrow. Rashba is the other extreme. He's the opposite. He does not like this Balamor one bit. We'll take a look. I think the Ilkhsa, yeah. Oh, you know, you should take a look also at the Ron. There's a little Ron over here. So it gets into another side question. That part of the whole Balamor Shita is that Bizei Mitzvah can't be using it for another Mitzvah. Right? So take a look. The Ron disagrees with that.